It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us once again, the one and only Zach Wild. What's up?
What is going on, Jackie?
It's great to have you back on the show. Hi, I missed you.
What is happening? What's saying? It's great to be back.
It's great to have you on the show. We're here to talk about the new record. It's called Doom Crew Inc. And let's talk about Set You Free and the video for Set You Free. It's the first track, of course, released from the new album. Quirky and amusing. That's what we would say about the video. What made that type of visual perfect to convey that song?
I told Justin, who does, basically we've been doing tons of videos for years now. I said, Justin, for this one, I want to reenact my high school prom. I said, that's what I want to do. So basically, that's what we did. And we tried to capture the essence of that prom from Jackson Memorial High School in 1985.
Wow. That's amazing. Speaking of Jackson, I do have to tell you, Zach, and I'm not sure if I told you this before, but the first time that I ever saw you live was at a bar in Jackson when I lived in Jersey.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it like Close Encounters or something like that?
I don't remember. It wasn't the Pony. It was a small bar, but I think it was the Pride. Maybe it was around the Pride and Glory times. I don't remember, but I remember.
I don't know if it was like pre-Ozzy or whatever, before I started playing with the Boss or whatever.
I believe it was from the Pride and Glory time, but anyway, Jersey in the house.
Wow, very cool.
Zach Wild of Black Label Society with us. We're celebrating the release of the new Black Label record, Doom Crew Inc. It's out now. Here's a tune from it, Set You Free. It's Full Metal Jackie. Zach Wild with us on the show. We're talking about the new Black Label Society record, Doom Crew Inc. And you've always been a self-sufficient guitarist on Black Label Society albums, but now Dario is showcased fairly well on Doom Crew Inc. How does his guitar presence enhance these songs?
The more and more, Dario, us just doing it over the years, like I would just have him just getting involved in the fun of and the shenanigans, Dario, double the solo with me on this one, and we'll do this together, and whatever. So, it's like now it's kind of pretty much become like a two guitar playing band in regards of like the Allman Brothers or Judas Priest or something like that. So, I just going back to like Catacombs of the Black Vatican, I was started writing, putting harmonies on. So guitar harmony. So for like solos and things like that. So where you need two guys. So it's just basically an extension of that. And the more we play live, like I would go, there's an extended guitar solo and like we usually do it and like fire it up. And like I would go out in the crowd and then like, I was like, Gary, you ought to come out there with me and then we'll do these, we'll trade off and we'll do solos together and everything like that. Like, just getting him more involved, just having a good time with it. So, when I was writing the record, it was just like, we'd extend guitar parts or certain intros I was doing with his harmonies and stuff like that. So I would just ship the guitars over to the tracks over to Dario's studio, and he would just just blaze something on this section here, and here's a harmony part put on here. I just tell him the notes what they were or whatever, and he just knock it out and it was done. It's just an evolution of kind of what's been going on since like 2014, kind of, it's just like, it's just more and more getting into the record until on this one now, I just extend guitar solos and stuff like that. So it would be, that's obviously going to lengthen the songs and stuff like that. Obviously you'd have to do radio edits and stuff like that if it's a single or something. The songs were extended, as far as the solos, because I would just, when I wrote it, I was just like, I'll solo on this section and Dario will come in on this section. Okay, so we're going to do like 32 bars or whatever it's going to be. I had a good time. So, I think it's just an evolution over the years of Dario. Because whenever I'm playing the piano, he's the one that's always doing the solos. So that was always, in the beginning, that was always the need for another guitar player. so we could do other things. But now it's just more, it's just having fun with it.
Full Metal Jackie, Zach Wild of Black Label Society with us on the show, celebrating the release of the new Black Label record, Doom Crew Inc., which is out now. Perfect for a Thanksgiving weekend. Hope you're enjoying yours. Coming up, Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed, plus music from Slayer, Motorhead. Zach's going to be picking music. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Zach Wild with us on the show tonight. We're talking about the new Black Label Society record, Doom Crew Inc. And Black Label Society resides in the metal community, but you've been influenced by people far outside that neighborhood, like Andy Summers and Elton John. What's metal about musicians who don't actually play metal?
I think it's just being a musician, you love all types of different things. I think the fact that I play guitar and everything like that, I would have never been exposed to people like Joe Pass or Pat Martino, or, you know, all these legendary jazz guys, and then John McLaughlin or Al Di Meola and stuff like that, that I would probably have never known about it just because I play guitar. But my guitar teachers are, you know, people saying, oh man, Zach, you play, you ought to check this guy out or whatever, this guy's amazing or whatever. Yeah, but I think, you know, it's just that you love all different types of music. I could listen to Crowded House, I could listen to Meshuggah, then I could listen to John McLaughlin and Mahavishnu Orchestra, and then listen to the Dixie Dregs, and then I'll listen to New Wave Essentials. You know, I mean, I'll listen to Flock of Seagulls. I'll listen to Yacht Rock. I couldn't care less. I mean, if it's good, it's good.
Zach Wild, Black Label Society, with us on a Thanksgiving weekend, celebrating the release of the new Black Label record, Doom Crew Inc. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Iron Maiden, Danzig, a new Bullet for My Valentine track, and more with Zach Wild. It's Full Metal Jackie, Zach Wild on the show with us this week, talking about the new Black Label Society record, Doom Crew Inc. And Zach, obviously you're a well-qualified guitarist, but playing itself is altogether different from songwriting. Who are your mentors in terms of their music that's taught you the dynamics of structuring a song?
Well, obviously, I mean, the heavy stuff would have to be Tony Iommi, for sure. You know, I mean, I can even just us doing a Zach Sabbath cover band, I mean, it's just and it's not because Sabbath was so, they're so heavy and this and that. No, it's just because they're like just like the Beatles. They got great songs. The Stones, there's a reason why everyone still loves going to see the Stones. It's because they got great songs, you know? So it's not because Keith is blazing up and down, the fretboard and all the, you know, I mean, that's, you know, when everyone goes to see Van Halen. I mean, it's just because it's like, yeah, King Edward's, he's King Edward. But I mean, like, but there's songs there, you know, until we get to the guitar solo, you know, and the solo is the icing on the cake. So, I mean, the same thing with, you know, St. Rose with Randy. It's just like, you know, you love Ozzy, but you're going to see Ozzy because of the songs. And then, like, then Randy puts this amazing guitar solo in the song, and it's just like the icing on the cake. But, you know, people that are there at the thing don't even know, you know, they don't play guitar. Not everybody in that audience is a guitar player. So, you know, like, when you're going to see Led Zeppelin, it's because you're, you know, not everybody in that crowd is a guitar player. You know, everybody's there just because, I love Led Zeppelin. You know, I love their music. So, you know, it always comes down to the songs, always. But I mean, you know, I love Elton John. You know, when I was a kid, I still do. So it was just Elton John and Black Sabbath and obviously Led Zeppelin, the Allman Brothers. I mean, just pretty much a heavy dose of just everything I still listen to today, classic rock, you know, just the Eagles, Bad Company, Skinner, everything. It's just great music.
Zach Wild of Black Label Society with us on the show celebrating the release of Doom Crew Inc. It's out now. Happy Thanksgiving weekend. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, we'll check out the Chapeltown Rag from Slipknot. Plus, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with Zach. Full Metal Jackie, Zach Wild of Black Label Society on the show with us this week, talking about the new Black Label Society record. It's called Doom Crew Inc. And Zach, Ozzy has been working on new music and plans to tour next year. What do you look forward to most about being able to interpret new Ozzy songs, that you didn't write or record?
It's been that way since I first joined the band. I mean, you know, between, you know, us doing Sabbath stuff and then doing playing everything by Randy and Jake, you know, so that's what I've always said, you know, playing with Ozzy, just like being in the greatest cover band, and then you get to do your own thing as well. So, no, I just look forward to getting back out there with the Boss. I mean, we were having such a great time up until before he got hurt. So, I mean, it was just, the last show that we did was at the Forum on that New Year's Eve show. And I remember Oz, like, talking to us, we should probably do this every year. You know what I mean? Because it turned into such a great time. So, I mean, Ozzy was just, I remember Mom, you know, Mrs. O, she was just saying, yeah, we should probably do this every year. You know, there's like this like Ozfest type of thing at either the Forum, and then, you know, Ozzy could do it in different arenas every year, because it was in the parking lot and you had all these other bands play. It was an all-day thing. So, you know, that was the plans before he got hurt. And I remember we were getting ready to go back out and continue the tour. So it was just, yeah, I mean, like right now, like I said, he's doing his, he's working out, doing his thing so we can get his deadlift, his bench press, and his, you know, squat numbers back up to his world-class records and get him back on the platform so we can shatter all his previous records.
Pick up the new Black Label Society record, Doom Crew Inc., Zach Wild with us. Zach, thanks so much for being on the show, and can't wait to, you know, for life to get back to normal, of whatever normal is going to be, and to see him out in the world again.
Yes, without a doubt, Jackie. It was always great talking to you, and thanks for having me again, though.
Music from Danzig and more after this.